You're listening to SBS News.
A national strategy on the early years of childhood from the age of 0 to 5 has been released, outlining a 10-year plan to give children the best start in life. The federal government says the overarching framework will ensure better coordination with different government departments at a state and federal level when it comes to funding, resourcing and child-centred policy development. Catherine Little is the CEO of SNAIC, the National Voice for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Children. I spoke with her about what the plan means for Indigenous children.
Oh, look, a promise of universal access for early education and high quality early education and care for all children. I think you couldn't ask for more than that. This is something that not only SNAIC but early educators and anyone working in social services has been advocating for a very, very long time. We know that the best start in life starts with quality early education and care. So seeing the government lean in, commit to it and say, we're going to improve the sector, we're going to ensure that every child has the best start in life, this is a good thing.
When it comes to First Nations children and achieving closing the gap outcomes, there are a number of issues like fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, FASD. Can you give us a sense of how you're feeling about how these issues might be addressed in this strategy?
The strategy is only one part of it. What we're really looking forward to is the 3 action plans. Now, those action plans will, if we're reading the strategy properly, do align to those big overarching policy contexts like closing the gap, like the need for more multifunctional centres that are able to respond to the needs of a whole child and a whole family. Because we know that where we have strong families, we have strong children. So the signals are really good, but I think we all start celebrating more when we see actions and actions that are adequately resourced.
The early years strategy talks about leaving no child behind. When it comes to First Nation children and out-of-home care, what's the situation?
What we know is that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children are grossly overrepresented in the child protection system. And when we use that word gross, we're referring to the size of the number. In actual fact, it's quite monstrous. Nearly 50% of all children in out-of-home care are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children, and yet we're a fraction of the child population. Investment into early education and care services, quality supports, absolutely has the potential to help change that trajectory, but it has to have the appropriate actions. Those actions need to be designed in partnership with community and they need to serve the community that they're designed for.
There's no commitment yet to concrete funding for the early years strategy document. The ministers say that's forthcoming in 3 action plans covering separate periods over the next 10 years. What are the things you'll be looking for as the next step to get us closer to implementation?
Look, I think what we'll see is more funding allocated as the action plans are stood up. So one would hope that there's enough money to actually start consultation and work on the action plans, but then a genuine commitment for a long-term vision that says, we've come up with this great idea, we've got a good plan, we're making promises towards recognising that there's some fundamental concerns with the activity test and its blockages to access to early education and care. Now we need to look at what are the actions that we can take, how do we resource them, how do we implement them, and how do we genuinely monitor the outcomes so that what we're getting is the result that everyone's looking for.